Today, on the annual running of the Boston Marathon, we've been noting the bombings 10 years ago. And maybe one way to grasp this assault on a city is to listen, for just a minute, to the Boston EMS radio recording that day, starting with a dispatcher who can't believe what he's hearing from the Boylston Street finish line.
UCC, did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, two devices just went off at Boylston and Exeter.
All units be advised, the explosive device. Everyone use caution, please.
Prepare to receive patients at the Alpha 10.
Alpha team has the message, receiving patients.
Notify all the hospitals that have been potential here for a mass casualty event.
Exeter and Boylston, I got three people down, heavy trauma.
Exeter and Boylston, heavy trauma, Exeter and Boylston. Do I have any units nearby?
Paramedic 40.
Okay, P-40, okay, Tango 1 on scene.
We probably have at least, I'd say, 40 patients.
I see, I have it, 40 patients at least. I need another BLS unit to Exeter and Boylston.
There, you'll start that way.
P-30, you'll start that way.
Tactical, I have multiple casualties on Boylston.
673 Boylston multiple, 673 multiple casualties.
Vision 3, show me heading that way.
X-ray 3?
30, we're heading that way.
30, okay.
Gets me every time. First responders racing toward bombs, not knowing if there are more, and waiting for their precious cargo, over 280 people injured. ER doctors like Ron Medson at Boston Medical Center. He's the husband of our colleague Karen. We spoke with him the next day in 2013. He hadn't slept.
We have, a disaster radio that goes off, but there was such chaos at the scene that all we really got was the notification that there had been an explosion. So we just tried to get ready as best as we could. We had no idea what was coming.
And for a long time, nothing. And then?
And then all hell broke loose, to be honest with you.
Ron also founded Boston Medical Center's renowned Simulation Center, where he prepares first responders for mass casualty events. They were ready.
The first patient rolled in. He was near death. He had lost both of his legs, and we started to work on him, and then it was just one after another after another. I just imagine for a second what it must have been like in one of those MASH units back in the 50s. That's what I was thinking. It just every single person had a limb-threatening injury, life-threatening injury. One of the women I was talking with, who also had a really bad leg injury, was telling me that she was a competitive dancer, and I just felt super horrible. And, there are no words.
Well, in fact, she was begging you to save her leg.
That's basically what she was doing, yes. And, I think that they were able to save her leg, but I really don't know what condition she's in. I want to go visit her later.
Dr. Ron Medson, the day after the Boston bombing in 2013, he and his team at Boston Medical saved dancer Adrian Haslett's life, but surgeons could not later save her leg. Three people died where they fell that day, Crystal Campbell, Lindsay Liu, and 8-year-old Martin Richard, whose sister lost a leg. That first man in Ron's ER was Jeff Bowman. His heart stopped. He'd lose two legs. He was revived by Ron. From his hospital bed, he'd tell FBI agents how he locked eyes with the older bomber before the blast. Adrian and Jeff and others fought and flourished after that day. We wondered how Dr. Ron was. He joins us in the studio. How are you thinking about this day?
I feel the same way pretty much every year. I think about it. I think about it every year when Marathon comes by.
Yeah. A lot of people have a little bit of PTSD around this time, and I'm just wondering about you.
Yeah, I suppose you could say I do. I certainly remember, more immediately after the bombing I had, if I was in a crowded place or, say, a theater or something, first of all, I couldn't concentrate on anything. I would look at the exits. I started to sort of think about, okay, what happens if there's a mass casualty event here? Where am I going to go first? What am I going to do? And I guess that's some sort of PTSD.
Yeah. Well, we happen to know you had those really hot tickets to the Book of Mormon show, and you could not stay in there.
No, I couldn't tolerate it.
And what always has stayed with me, these lives pass through your hands and they're saved, but you pass them on and you didn't know what happened to them.
It does. It stays with you. There's different perspectives. One of them is, you know, why should I even feel such PTSD? Because it's such a momentary thing to deal with the people. And then think about, you know, our vascular surgeons who took care of patients and they kept coming back for revisions. And how about the people doing rehab and all of these teams of people? There's so many people that deserve to be sitting here getting this interview before me, honestly.
Well, keep mentioning them as they come to you. You had to have 9 operating rooms set up in just a couple of minutes. You had employees running through the parking lot to help you do that.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. One of our vascular surgeons actually caught one of those bicycle rickshaws from near the marathon, and they went crazy careening down streets of Boston, and he was in the operating room immediately. So.
Yeah. Well, because of you, we ended up days later visiting with Adrienne Haslett. She and her husband, a combat vet, you know, comes home and gets blown up. Many people know Adrienne, this beautiful dancer who has determinedly gone on with her life. What did it mean to you to know her name and to know, yeah, she lost her leg? You couldn't promise her she wouldn't.
That was one of the hardest things that day, I think. It's funny, I saw her at a fundraiser, maybe it was a year later, for Boston Medical Center, and I sort of went up to say hello, and she really didn't want to have anything to do with me, understandably. You know, she's like, I just don't want to think about or talk about it. So I basically gracefully backed off and walked away, and I've sort of left her alone, because I think if it brings up bad memories, I don't want to be the source of those.
Sure. What about Jeff Bowman? He'd go on to have a baby, write a book, but he lost 2 legs. He told the FBI about the bomber.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise. I mean, that was, you know, pretty cool to be someone to help save the guy who actually identified the bomber. So I also met him a little time after that, got to meet his family, which was really great. And I asked him if he remembered, and he said, all I remember is looking up and seeing a guy look like Doogie Howser, who was one of my residents, who was on the young-looking side, but phenomenal. Yeah. And he said, all I remember was saying, you know, the guy telling me, we're going to take good care of you, and me saying, just put me out, please put me out. So yeah. We did. We put him out and stabilized him, and the whole team in the trauma room was phenomenal.
Yeah. But it's emotional.
Yeah, it really is. It's tough to think about. So a lot of it was just, you know, muscle motor memory. You know, the blood bank showed up with giant white coolers full of blood, and one said male, one said female. I went walking around kind of like handing it out, not even knowing, you know, just moving as quickly as possible to stabilize the people. And so many people knowing what they're doing all at the same time and not having to be asked and just knowing. You know, there's a sort of an underlying comfort in that, but, you know, we were all shocked, angry.
You said when you went home, it's just anger.
Yeah, it was. I was really angry. It's funny, I was asked to listen to my interview with 10 years, I finally heard myself. And I used the word temerity. I'm like, that's when a Canadian gets really angry.
How did they have the temerity?
The temerity.
To do this in your city.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, and to pick such a thing, you know, the Boston Marathon, you know, my wife runs, and it's part of Boston. It's, you know, anyone who's lived here for any amount of time has to get out and see the marathon. It's just the feeling you get, the camaraderie. There's no reason. It just didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Still doesn't. Can you go to the marathon? I mean, you said when we spoke to you 10 years ago, you said next year I want to be on that spot. Can you?
Yes, I can. I was there and Karen was running and our friends, and I stood pretty close to that spot. And I have to tell you, it was a little nerve-wracking, honestly. Yeah. But, you know, I was there.
We spoke of just 2 lives you saved. More than 280 were injured. Do you think about that? You know, there are people alive.
I do. I mean, it's phenomenal. I don't believe a single person who left that scene and went to a hospital lost their life. So that's the excellence, you know, of medical care that is Boston.
Yeah. Dr. Ron Medson, emergency doctor at Boston Medical Center. Ron, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Rob.